After three straight month-to-month declines in U.S. agricultural exports,
things are trending up.
USDA trade economist Bryce Cook, the latest complete numbers are for March, showing $12.4 billion worth of ag export sales, up $1 billion from February, and that leaves U.S. exports for the first half of this fiscal year 15% higher than the first half of last year. Total exports, $77.5 billion. Once again, Cook says bulk items leading the way.
Wheat, for instance, has grown 25% this fiscal year. Corn has grown up to 59% more in value terms than last fiscal year, and soybeans have grown 23% in value terms.
And cotton export value up 108%. Actual shipments, wheat up 35%, corn 64%, soybeans 11%, cotton 89%. But it's not just grains and cotton doing better. Red meat exports are bringing in 20% more money than a year ago. Dairy, 14% more. USDA has been forecasting that the U.S. will export during this 2017 fiscal year ag products worth $136 billion. And at the halfway point, we are more than halfway to that forecast of $136 billion. Now, in less than 3 weeks, USDA is going to be issuing a new export forecast. So, Bryce, buddy, we have to ask you, you think you guys are going to raise that up?
I wouldn't make any proclamation personally about how much the export forecast will be increased or decreased.
Wise choice there, but he does say
it's been a good year thus far.
We'll find out how good. The new forecast comes out May 25th. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.